1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
But we took the action following the horrible attacks in New York, Phil. So we have changed the Western Estates Homeowners Association bylaws that basically say that you have to fly a flag that is on an in-ground pole and that it needs to be much larger. We would like to see 6x10, but we certainly don't want to see the standard 3x5 flags.
So it's now against the rules to fly a flag on a pole that's affixed to a house at Western Estates.
That is correct.
Did you say you guys came up with this? And by the way, this is the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Bobby Dooley, who's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. People flying flags all over the country. You came up with this rule recently, right?
Phil, we certainly did. This was an emergency. We went into, as soon as the attack on New York took place, we immediately went into an emergency mode. And we had a meeting that night. Actually, Steve, when was
about 1 o'clock?
At 1 a.m. we went in and we basically had to push through a lot of things. We worked until about 5 a.m. And what we can do is fly the American flag, fly it proudly. But we did see many flags that were not canvas. They were plastic. They were not on in-ground poles, but they were on poles that were affixed to the side of the house. And right now, we feel all Americans need to get behind the country.
Now, who are the Morris family is right next door to you, yet they're in a different phase. I don't know what that means, and I don't want to get into that, Bobby, but what were they flying? A flag that was too small?
The Morris family is in our new Morning Glory phase, and that's next to the Bougainvillea phase, which is where we are. They have an in-bracket nylon flag. And
when you say in-bracket, that's a flag on a...
A flag affixed to the side of the house.
It's a nylon flag of the house.
Yeah, I understand. Is that Steve?
That's my husband, Steve, yeah. And that's when we saw that. And
well, what kind of flag do you guys... Let me ask you something. What kind of flag are you flying?
Oh, we have a 6x10. We have a flag that originally flew, and we are very proud to say this, on an aircraft carrier during World War II. And we fly it from an in-ground pole. And I said to Sally Morris, I said, self-respect would dictate that you fly a flag at least equal in size.
She got up in our face, too.
Oh, well, that's self-respect. So, in other words, her flag is smaller than yours. And
she got up in our face.
Well, that's when Steve, as he puts it, she got up all in my face and told me to mind my own business, that it was love of country and not the flag size. And I said to her, and I made a joke. I said, since when does size not count? Or maybe there's something you want to tell me about Brad, who's her husband. And
very bad taste.
Well, it was a joke.
Very bad taste. You're talking about a flag, the size of a flag, whatever. I'm going to give our phone number out here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. So her flag is smaller than your flag, therefore...
What's the violation?
She's in violation of our bylaws right now. And she got up all in my face and said that it was in bad taste. And
what's the point? You got to have a big flag.
So we have gone all out, commensurate with our economic status and commensurate with the sacrifices made by our armed forces. And
by the lights.
We have a red, white, and blue.
What?
By the lights, Phil.
What about the lights?
We have red, white, and blue landscape lights that we put in. Bert McKeon, who is one of our neighbors, was in the Marines. He came over. He said it looked great.
I was in the Marines, too.
He was in the Marines.
Well, good. He was in the Marines. So he came over and he said, I like your lights and I like your flag.
He was in the Marines.
Well, he was in the Marines.
I got that he was in the Marines.
But also, the word is that he was Delta Force. Okay? So...
Well, I don't know.
Delta Force is badass. They're badass.
See, the word is that he was Delta Force.
All right, so a Marine who lives in your neighborhood comes over and says he likes the flag, and then...
But what I did is I went next door to Sally Morris and I said, Bert McKeon... Likes our flag, likes our lights, and
she got all up in our face.
And she got all up in my face. And
well, this woman's getting all up in your face. I can't believe. You know, it's forgive me.
Phil, this is about our country and what. And
I love my country too. We're flying a flag at my house. You guys changed the bylaws so that anybody who flies a smaller flag, what is it?
Well, the problem right there is that they're in violation of the Homeowners Association landscaping statutes. We can lien your property.
We can lien the property.
You can lien, in other words, you can put a lien on the house if they are violating the statutes for, this is for landscaping?
That's correct. It's very standard. Anybody that's in a homeowners association knows that you must have a certain color of house, your home, and the landscaping has to be in accord. And so.
And now you got to fly a 6x10 flag.
Well, we'd like the lights.
With landscape lights, yeah.
That's a very expensive proposition. So a guy's got to go out and get a 6x10 light, get a flagpole, get, what is it? Get lights?
They got the red, white, and blue lights.
Phil, I go out every day, just so you know.
That's very expensive.
The people that live here should be able to afford it. Our homes start in the mid-$600,000 range. Okay? Bert McKeon was Delta Force.
And the word is that he was Delta Force, okay?
She got all up in my face.
Then she gets all up in my face.
1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley is on here.
No, but I really resent you questioning our patriotism.
And I'm not questioning your patriotism. I'm not questioning it at all. I think it's great. You got a big flag. The fact is you want to lean somebody's property because they don't have a flag that's up big enough.
Well, she thinks that her stuff doesn't stink because her husband is in the Navy Reserves. And I said, you know something, we all can't serve.
And well, that's true.
And I go out of the house every day. I got this really cute red, white, and blue knit vest. I have a red, white, and blue pantsuit. I've got beautiful red, white, and blue flip-flops that I wear with it. And
I go work out every day. I go work out.
My husband goes and works out, and he wears red, white, and blue spandex tight workout pants.
Lovely.
What does that mean?
Well, red, white, and blue.
The fact of the matter is, Phil, that Steve is showing his patriotism. He has vertically striped red, white, and blue socks, showing the patriotism and the love that we have for our country.
Here, you're missing my point. Why can't a guy have a flag that is not 6x10?
They have a small 3x5 nylon flag. We have no idea what country it was made in.
So that's the whole thing there, Phil.
Well, what if it was made in Taiwan? Whatever. I mean, the fact they got a flag.
Do you live in a gated community?
No, I do not.
Then you really have to get with what's...
Well, all right, the gated community, you have a homeowners association, and things have got to look the way that they got to look. But when you get into to questioning someone's patriotism, okay...
So all of the flags that we're selling at Western Estates, and we wanted them to buy one of the flags we're selling.
You guys are selling these flags?
Yes. All of the money goes to our charitable purposes. It goes to the Western Estates Girls Fashion Show for our Falltacular, a very worthy cause.
So the Morrises, by the way, called Mike just before we went on the air, just so you guys know.
That doesn't surprise me.
All right. And they didn't want to go on the air, but they said that you told them they had to buy a larger flag from the Western Estates Women's Club. So it's not even about buying a flag.
That doesn't surprise me.
What doesn't surprise you?
That they'd call you and not go on the air.
Forget about whether they went on the air. They said that you wanted them to buy a flag from the Western Estates Women's Club.
It goes to charity.
Because it goes to our Falltacular Fashion Show. It goes for a very good cause.
Well, you know, there's other things you could give the money to, like maybe the Rescuers Fund in New York. Here is Nancy on the Phil Hendry Show. Nancy, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I came in a little bit late on the talk show.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
The first thing that I heard was somebody talking about what size their flag is, and who cares what size somebody's flag is. We've got thousands of people dead out there, and they could care less about the size of a flag.
Do you have a flag?
Whether it's an inch long or a mile long.
Are you flying a flag currently?
Yes, absolutely. More than one.
And what size is it?
I have no clue. It hangs outside my front
door.
Well,
I don't know where you live. Where we live in a gated community.
Uh-huh.
All right. And there are some requisite standards that our homeowners association has.
Right. I used to live in a development.
All right. And so we need the flags to be big. We need them uplit. Red, white, and blue landscaping lights. My husband goes out every morning
in a minute.
Red, white, and blue workout pants.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, if they don't...
Pants I've got.
Okay,
if
hold
they
on.
Don't,
just let the lady in Palm Beach Gardens go ahead.
I got workout
okay,
pants.
If they don't meet a certain
I know you got
size
workout pants.
And a certain code, hang them?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. And
you know what?
We
that's
that,
really that's, pitiful.
That's an emergency resolution. Why is that pitiful?
We love our country.
You mean to tell me that unless their flag meets a certain size, they cannot hang it?
the flag and the workout clothes that we use in our gym, yes. Yes.
What about the workout clothes?
We have the red, white, and blue spandex
pants. I can't believe what I'm listening to.
No, we have a workout room.
I honestly cannot believe that
you work out? Do you work out?
Yes.
Okay, do you wear spandex? Do you wear spandex?
Do I wear spandex?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Am I missing something here?
What has the spandex got to do with anything?
I'm talking about the workout clothes that we sell at our Western States Workout.
Wait a minute. I need to.
If you wear spandex, Steve, that's fine. Yeah, Nancy, go ahead.
Okay.
I just got some red, white, and blue sequined heels for the fall pack.
Go on, Nancy.
Steve.
Go ahead.
Okay.
The two of you guys, be quiet,
please.
I must
be completely and totally. I can't. Are you going
to
let me speak?
I'm listening to you.
Well, then, please, give me a chance.
Go ahead.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Either I am completely and have totally missed something here. You're talking about spandex, and there are people up in New York looking for their loved ones.
And there's people flying all kinds of flags everywhere. There were little tiny flags. There's big flags.
In the gated communities is all I'm saying. If you,
you know what?
If you can't afford
you
to
can
live
take
there,
your gated community.
If you can't afford to live there, then you can fly a smaller
excuse
flag.
Excuse me? If you can't, now we're talking about whether or not you can afford to live
someplace. Well, is that the point you're making here, Bobby?
No, I'm just saying if you can't afford to live in a gated community, you can fly any flag you want. But in our gated community.
Wait a minute. I can afford to live in a gated community. I choose not to live in a gated community. But wait a second.
Well,
I think it's
very convenient for you to say that.
Excuse me?
I think it's convenient for you to say that I choose not.
What's convenient? I've lived in a gated community before. I choose not to live in a gated community.
Isn't it way better?
Is what? It's way better not to live in a gated community.
To live in a gated
community
is way better.
Well,
well, a lot of people don't want to live in a gated...
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Can we go back to what the issue
Nancy,
is here?
Nancy, this is Phil Henry. Let me have you hold on, okay, so we can take a commercial break. Bobby and Steve.
I got the pair of spandex.
Whatever about the spandex, okay? That's good. Vertically striped red, white, and blue socks. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. They I guess they're fining homeowners over there who don't have a big enough flag. How big is yours?
We have, Phil, a 6x10.
Flew on an aircraft carrier.
Flew on an aircraft carrier?
In World War II, yes.
All right, let me get back to Nancy, who's been hanging on. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi.
Yes.
I got to ask a question. Back to the spandex question the spandex comment.
We sell workout equipment in
our
workout room.
You don't give me a chance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, let me ask you a question. Are you going to be wearing spandex if one of these terrorists happens to get to one of these prop dusting planes, or are you going to be wearing cotton?
I'll tell you something. Can I answer that, honey?
No, I'd like to say if I am wearing spandex, it means I was working out. And if
obviously, that must be the most important thought in your mind.
I think I could outrun a terrorist. I'm wearing my.
You know what? Can I ask you a question? Have you ever been robbed at gunpoint?
Steve, have we ever been?
I'm asking you a question.
I'm asking my husband.
Well, wouldn't you know?
Your husband doesn't know whether you've been robbed at gunpoint. You don't know that.
Have we been robbed at gunpoint?
I don't know.
I'm asking
you. Don't know.
You.
Neither one of you guys. So you ask your husband.
You don't know. You mean to tell me
I
you
don't
remember.
Recall.
Last
don't
November,
recall.
Let
I
me tell you something.
I don't
okay?
recall, okay?
You don't recall.
I don't recall,
I would imagine, I would think it would be safe to assume that you have it. Last November, I was robbed at gunpoint. I had a gun held to my head.
Do you work
and
out?
And it didn't matter. Did I work out? My God. This is unbelievable.
What do you mean, do you work out?
She could have outrun.
What difference does it make whether I work out? I could have been a champion boxer. And it wouldn't matter whether...
I got a question.
Wait a minute. Can I finish this? What did she just say to me?
She said you could outrun somebody
who held a gun to my head?
If you were working out. Is that right, Bobby?
She is.
Yes.
You are
if you took
sick.
If you took better care of yourself.
Hold on. I want to ask a question.
Excellent
you say that.
Care of
I think,
myself.
Nancy, I think you'll like this. All right. The two of you say you've got an aircraft carrier flag.
From World War II, yes.
Big deal.
Well, guess what? There were only 48 states in World War II.
I think you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
No, you're not
World
wrong.
World War II, there were 48 states.
No, I think you better quit working out and start hitting the history books.
No, Alaska became a state in 39.
58, Alaska became a state, and Hawaii became a state in 59. You're flying a 48-star flag.
No, you better quit working out and hit the history books.
No, I think you're wrong. You didn't know the answer to that, Nancy, so what are you talking about?
I didn't?
No.
How do you know? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I better go ask my husband whether I knew that answer or not, because I don't know how to answer for myself.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you insult this American nation?
Absolutely.
How dare you?
Okay, we had to dump that, okay? You see how angry you're making people?
Phil, all we want are for people to fly the American flag.
I resent my wife being treated this way.
Your wife's being treated in a manner, I think, consistent with some of the things she's been saying. The woman gets robbed at gunpoint, and what do we get? Do you work out?
I take Tybo 4 or 2 days a week.
4 or 2 days a week, huh? Joni, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
She had a potty mouth. She had a filthy mouth.
Joni, go ahead.
First of all, my first reaction to this whole thing is this must be a joke. I've never heard anything so absurd in my life.
I don't think the survival of our nation is a joke. If you think it is,
I mean, this is like an insult to the wound for you to tell anybody how they should fly a flag. You know, flags don't come from, they come from the heart, not a pocketbook. And how dare you put a dollar value on this?
Do you have landscaping?
I mean,
what kind of landscaping?
I don't want to talk about what my house looks like or what your house looks like. They have nothing to do with this.
Well, we
have
red, white, and blue uplit flag.
Obviously, you're missing the whole point to what a flag is for. This is not to decorate your home.
The flag,
this is not
first
a decorative item.
First of all, Joni, the flag comes from a flag shop. It doesn't come from the heart. You have to buy it.
Everybody here in Houston has flags.
Isn't that great?
You know what? We have a pretty upscale home here in Houston, tells them what size to put in their yard.
Do you have spandex or anything?
What, the workout?
I'm just telling you, I can't
what is
believe
it with
you
the workout?
For real.
No, we're talking about,
what?
We are selling
what
flags
does,
at our workout, at the workout shop at Western State
what
Homeowners Association.
What does workout have to do with what's going on in America today?
We're selling red, white, and blue spandex workout pants.
What? It sounds like you're making a profit off of this. For what reason? I don't know.
We are making a, yes, we are raising
is your
money.
Is your money going
money
to New York? Is your money going to New York spandex pants?
Honey, where's the money going to?
Going to a charitable cause.
To a charitable cause.
No, you said the money was going to go to the. It's going to go to the Western Estates Girls Fashion Show.
That's correct. Yes, that is a worthy cause.
Are you for real? Are you on drugs?
You know,
I don't understand.
You know, I really find that rude. Are you on drugs? I am.
No,
for
I've
real
never heard somebody call in with something that sounded like such a joke in my life. You should be proud of anybody who flies any flag anywhere, anytime.
And I'm proud to wear the spandex that I wear
you're
and
not,
everything.
You're not proud of anything other than your neighborhood and the size of your flag. You need to get over that size thing.
You know something?
Every
size
flag
is everything.
Every flag is patriotic, and every flag has a meaning.
Joni,
no matter,
can I ask you, are you married?
Excuse me?
Are you married? I'm just asking, are you married?
Oh, okay. Now, that's an important question
well, I'm
about
just
a flag. Yes,
you
I
are
am
married. Okay. And you're telling me size doesn't matter? Well, get her.
Whoa,
no, you know what? I'm saying you're
tells
getting your
a lot about your husband.
How about
when
that?
When it comes to a flag, to it's not important.
Exactly, Joni. Thank you for your call. I'm a little tongue-tied here because...
So what are we supposed to do? Let her fly a flag that's smaller than ours?
Yeah, let her fly the flag that's smaller than yours. 1-800-449-8686. Pam, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I cannot believe what I am hearing.
Get the flag over the flag shop.
We know where we can get a flag. And I can buy my red, white, and blue spandex at your workout center.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Do you, Pete, can you... I can't believe you people.
Well, what is so wrong with flying a flag that flew over an aircraft carrier in World War II that has, and I just found out there were 48.
Do you know what? Do you know what? You people are so...
Steve's going to sew two extra stars on.
Steve's going to go out and sew an extra star in a flag. Great.
Oh, my God. You people are so full of yourself.
Full of ourselves. We love our country so much, we fly a 6x10 flag with red, white, and blue landscaping uplit.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I love my country, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
husband,
flying...
Does your husband go out of the house every day with red, white, and blue underwear?
Do you know how ridiculous you sound about talking about spandex?
My wife's tampon was red, white, and blue because it was white, and then there was...
Okay, that's all I need to hear. Sorry, Pam.
No, that's okay.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
This is The Phil Hendry Show, and I'm going to go right to Mindy. Hi, Mindy. You're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Mindy from Kansas City.
And yes, hi.
I just think this lady is just totally ridiculous.
The lady that you just heard?
Yes.
The lady that you just heard, Mindy, was actually me.
It was not.
Yes, that was me doing a voice.
It was not.
Yeah. That was me doing a character that we call Bobby, and we do her on our show a lot.
The lady from California?
Yeah, that was me doing the voice.
Okay.
And the husband, could you hear the husband in the background?
Uh-huh.
That was also me.
Oh, okay.
All right. There you go. I'm sure you've heard shows like mine before.
Are you being totally serious?
I'm being completely serious with you. I'm being totally and completely serious.
That's ridiculous.
In fact, let me get her on right now. Bobby, are you there, hon?
I'm right here, yeah.
Now, am I doing your voice?
Yes, you are.
There you go. Okay, Mindy?
Okay.
You gonna live, kid?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Nice having you with us.
Yeah.
You got a flag, by the way?
Yeah.
How big is it?
Well, it's not quite as big as yours.
Well, it ain't big enough. It ain't big, mine or hers. All right, good for you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. What's she doing now? She's going to go over and get a drink. She's probably going to go over and pour herself a drink. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, our flag is, I don't know how big our flag is, but we have one hanging out front. And we light it up every night, and I beat the kids into submission about keeping that flag lit, man. But anyway, that's the Phil Hendry Show, and that's what we do. We make up these characters, and we put them on the air, and then people call in and talk to them. As a matter of fact, down through the years, people have criticized my show at odd times by saying this. They say, you don't do very good voices. And I said, and I agree, I don't do very good voices. What I do are characters, people who hopefully will come to life and in so coming to life create a reality, I guess, is the way that they say it in the acting game. That's the Phil Hendry Show, and that's the show that we so earnestly and seriously considered doing over the last couple of weeks and decided that we wouldn't, because what was happening over the last couple of weeks did not call for and did not permit that kind of radio show. But that's the kind of show that we do, that and a lot of other shtick that will be made clear to you. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And I'll tell you about an email I got over the weekend. I got this at my house. Did I tell you about this, Greg? I got this email from this individual that I'd had some business dealings with, works at a major network here in town. I don't want to say any names because that's not about it, so I don't want to mention that he works for Fox. And, oh, I'm sorry. And the guy sends me this email, and it's an attachment. It says warning, this big highlighted warning. So I go, oh, my God, what is this? So I open up the email, and the email says something to the effect of, hello, everybody. And this was an attachment. He didn't send it. He got it from somebody, and he was forwarding it. It says, hello, everybody. And, you know, I just thought I'd send this along. A friend of mine who knows someone who works over at this network and is close to Diane Sawyer says to be on the lookout this weekend for biological and chemical attacks. So I wanted to send this along to you. Please, everybody, be careful. We're in a dangerous situation, all this stuff. I was so angry when I got this, man. I fired back an email. I wish I'd actually copied off and I could read it to you what I wrote, because I thought it was some of my best writing. And I went back and I really reread it over and over again. Boy, that was pretty good, Henry, because I couldn't possibly do it now. But essentially what I said was, the last thing we need is an uninformed and hysterical populace sending out real or imagined threats via some trite email tree when they should be contacting the police or the FBI if they have any knowledge of such things. And then I went on to say that I resent in this hour, when our country needs a sober and resolute populace, these emails coming into my home. I said, do my family and me a favor and take me off of whatever email list you've got me on. Sincerely, Phil Hendry. And I got an email back within 20 minutes from the individual with just one line, my sincerest apologies, and that was it. And I really feel that way, and I don't know how many of you are partaking in this kind of hysteria spreading, but I'm going to trash any email I get at my house that is some kind of little email tree warning that please be careful, this might happen and that might happen, something else. I've been in this business too long, man. I know bull crap when I hear it, and I sure know it when I see it, and I know how it gets spread. Every rumor becomes fact, and every little rumor becomes a factoid that everybody acts on. And next thing you know, you got a lot of crazy people running around. So I told my wife, and she was very happy. She decided to sleep downstairs. I'm kidding. No, she thought it was cool. She didn't give a crap. She was traveling this weekend. I had to tell you about how much fun we had at LAX, which was actually a lot of fun. There was nobody there. But you can't pick anybody up at the terminal. You got to go meet them. Anyway, that's another story. Here is Shiloh on the Phil Hendry Show. Right, Shiloh?
Hi, Phil.
Is that S-H-I-L-O-H, right?
You got it.
Like the Neil Diamond song, right?
Like the Neil Diamond song.
Yeah, Mike spelled it S-H-Y-L-O-W because he's retarded. And anyway, how you doing?
I'm okay. I just wanted to call and let you know that I'm so glad that you guys are back and you're back to your old silly selves.
Yeah.
I missed you while you were out those 2 weeks. I consider you gone for the last 2 weeks.
Did you really?
Well, you were a little on the serious side.
Well, I had to be.
I know.
Had to be.
And
where were you listening? Were you listening to any other shows?
No, just you.
So the last 2 weeks you were listening to me being serious.
Yeah, and I got to tell you that I'm really glad Monday's here. And
hey,
back.
How many women do we have listening to us in Santa Cruz? I had a lady call in on Friday who is a writer. Did you hear her?
I heard you. Yeah.
And she's a writer. She lives in the mountains. Every call we've gotten from Santa Cruz are from women.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's great because this show is not exactly known for its huge female listening base. But in Santa Cruz, we got to be number one with women with like a big bullet. But thank you. And we're happy to begin to loosen things up. And I was talking to some people in the office and they said,
so you're going to get back to trying to be funny?
And I said, yeah, I mean, that's what we like to do. And I just I had to be real here. I had to take care of business, you know?
Right. And
all right.
Today was the first time that I've ever heard you admit, like, with your Bobby thing.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you for over a year, and I figured it out about the first week I listened to you.
We do it every day.
I know, and I can't believe that these people are, like,
no,
so
we admit to what we do every day.
I know. I love it. And people still, it goes right over their head.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Shiloh.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. Bye. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your boss. Ann, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing just fine.
Great.
I was calling to tell you that was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Really?
I was
the red, white, and blue spandex?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, I couldn't believe it when I first heard. I was just flipping through the channels, and I caught a little bit of it, and as I was listening, I was just shocked because I am a brand new, obviously, I mean, just like 10 minutes ago listener, and I was picking up my teenage son. He got in the car. I said, listen to this. You're not going to believe this. We were laughing so hysterically.
Oh, so while you were listening to Bobby, you knew she was just nuts. You knew
at first I was going, is this real? Is this real? And then as it got more and more crazy, I turned to my son. I said, this has got to be fake. This has got to be fake. And he was saying, call her and ask her if her gated community is an insane asylum. I mean, it was hilarious.
Cool.
I've never heard anything so funny. And then he wanted me to call to find out if we could download it so he can tape it.
Hey, we do it every day on our show. In fact, listen to what? Go to our website. And it's philhendryshow.com. I spell my last name H-E-N-D-R-I-E.
Okay.
That was my grandfather's name. We never changed it. Show.com. And you'll find out all about our show. And we've got an archive there. We have a five-day archive, but the five-day archive is going to reflect a lot of the news talk we've been doing the last couple of weeks. But we've got bits on there that you can listen to. It's cool.
Well, both of us, I think, will be dedicated listeners.
Wow, that's very nice.
Really,
thank you.
Really funny.
Well, thanks, Ann. Appreciate that.
Lightness right now.
Well, I got to do. I mean, that's my thing, you know. And that's what I like to do. And I'm probably over my anger.
Yeah.
Not quite, but I'm getting there anyway. I took the kids to school on Friday, and I said, look, you know, this everything has been heavy the last couple of weeks. Let's have some yuck. So we wound up having a food fight at breakfast, and it was cool. So that's what I figure I'll do.
Thanks. Well, it was very clever, and for somebody who was totally unaccustomed, you had me for a while, but I picked up on it.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Okay,
Ann,
well,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
You got it. There you go. That's all it takes. Just, just step back a little bit. You'll be fine. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So Craig's pulling around the front of the building today here, and the guard from downstairs is putting it was Friday. He's pulling around the front of the building, and the guard downstairs who's putting the flag up, there's a flagpole right out here. What's it, the corner of Ventura and Sepulveda, right? So there's a flagpole. The guy's out there turning the flag upside down. The American flag, he's putting it on upside down. So Craig gets so pissed, he pulls over, he says, what are you doing to the flag? Somebody said it was upside down. Craig goes, no, the California flag's upside down because the California flag's got a bear on it. So the bear is upside down like he's on his back. So someone said the freak California flag is upside down. How do I know that? Well, the word California is upside down. That's how you would know that the California flag is upside down, because where it says California Republic, it's upside down. So this dumbo goes out there and turns the American flag upside down. And the cat says to Craig, he goes, how would I know? He goes, look at any car driving by with a flag on their antenna. What's it look like to you? I don't know. I'm just doing what they told me. They said the flag's upside down. Did they say which flag? I don't know. Just doing what you're told, huh? That's right. I don't want to get fired. God forbid you should just not do what you're told. Just do what you're told. Turn the California and American flag upside down and raise it up the pole there at the corner of Ventura and Sepulveda. Beautiful. Here's Sandy on the Phil Hendry Show. Sandy, hi. How are you?
Hey, Phil, I was a first-time listener, but I just wanted to call in. First, I wanted to call in and give that lady, if you call her a lady, a piece of my mind. Then I found out it was you. And I was so upset.
You wanted to give Bobby a piece of your mind, huh?
Oh, yes.
Everybody knows somebody like that. You must know someone like that.
Well, I was wanting to know if I could stick you on a friend.
You know what I'm saying? There's people out there who, you want me to call up your friend? I just got that.
Yeah.
And leave the machine. No, I can't do that.
I know. I'll get some radio person in Houston to do it. But she says, I'll never get caught by a birthday scam or anything like that. And I heard your show, and I thought that would get her.
Well, our show is like this every day.
Oh.
So.
No, I just caught it in the car driving home, and I had to run in the house and turn it on so my husband could hear what was going on. And I said, I can't believe this. But it was great.
Well, cool. I'm glad you listened, and I'm glad you liked it. And we're not trying to, hey, you know what? I don't want to do a whole Don Rickles thing here, though. Like, you know what, folks? I'm really only kidding, and we love America. I don't think I should even have to say that.
Oh, no. You know, but it was kind of like the War of the Worlds kind of thing for me.
War of the Worlds without the shotguns and the scared farmers.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
Sandy,
well, thanks a lot.
See you later. Bye. Yeah, War of the Worlds. That wasn't funny, man. That guy had people with shotguns and, you know, Martians are attacking. I'm Orson Welles. And the next thing you know, there's guys in New Jersey running around trying to blow Martians' heads off. That's like a public safety issue or something. And the other thing about War of the Worlds, few people remember or know or heard or however you want to put it, is that I'm just looking at a thing. The head of the Taliban says the U.S. can't end the crisis by killing him or Osama bin Laden. Want to bet? The other thing is that they disclaimed that. That when they went on the air with the Mercury Theater of the Air, they said, this is a dramatic thing. This is not for real. Don't go blowing away a Martian. Here's Curtis on the Phil Hendry Show. Curtis?
Hi. Yeah. I turned on your show about 6 months ago, driving down the road. My wife and I figured out within a couple of minutes that it was so absurd, it had to be, you know, an act. And I've listened to your show ever since. That was some show where you had somebody that was taking...
Is this Jeff Dowder?
Travel trip to...
Because I think it is.
Huh?
Huh?
It was a travel package to have euthanasia performed on their relatives.
You can take them over to the Netherlands and have them legally euthanized and see The Hague.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And it was so ridiculously funny. But the sad thing to me is that your show just reveals how simple, and to be nice about it, just how simple the general 99.9% of the population is. Because
no, that's just the callers. The population is fine. It's just the people that call the talk show. And they're a really small percentage.
Yeah.
You see? So that would mean you, Curtis. I'm kidding. You're fine. You're all right.
You're right.
Thanks for calling.
You're right. I was glad that you cut that last one because that lady was really getting furious.
Yeah.
And, all right, and I can understand a little bit, but, you know, if, like you said, if you just step back and check it out.
That's
great.
Feed your kid. Feed your baby. Just get the kid. Get the kid some food.
And the gated community especially is kind of ridiculous.
All right, pal.
And their codes.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, Curtis. All right, pal.
Have a great evening.
Bye. Okay, so that was Jeff Dowder calling in, and 1-800-449-8686. Here is Mark. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Mark.
Hey, Phil, I think that was Jeff.
That was Jeff.
Listen,
Jeff don't have no kids, as far as I know.
Okay. Maybe he hasn't told us
yet.
I think you've done a great job at handling your show during this crisis, and it's been extremely professional. I wanted to tell you that.
Thank you.
Second of all, I want to also tell you that your humor has really helped a friend of mine. She was going through domestic abuse, and I introduced you to her show, and she was really crying one afternoon, and by the end of the evening, she was laughing hysterically.
Wow.
So,
domestic abuse. She out of there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's funny because I go home and beat my wife. So funny. I'm just joking, of course.
Does she listen to your show?
Well, yeah, my wife should listen to my show more often. Well, that's very nice. I had somebody call me once. This is the only other time I ever that your call, and then one other time years ago when I was in Minneapolis. I think I told the story. Some woman, the guy's wife had been in a coma from a car crash, and he had the radio on. He had my show on, and she started to laugh. And he said that was the first time she'd laughed since she'd been in the accident.
Oh, wow.
And I think she was still in a coma.
I can believe.
So, Mark, thank you so much for your call.
No problem.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah. Thanks. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. I never did find out from that guy whether his wife was still in the coma when she laughed, or she'd come out of the coma and then laughed and then went back into the coma, I think is what happened. Flipped on my show. You know, I got to thank you, Phil. My wife was in a coma and she was coming out of it. Yeah, as soon as she heard your show, she went back into it. So that's really, thanks a lot for that. That really helps. So anyway, the flag, yeah. And by the way, downloaded a bunch of junk off of the internet on crusades, because I'm a history freak, and I'm not going to bore anybody with it. But President Bush made the unfortunate comment last week, and through no fault of his own, I'm sure. He's probably got speechwriters that don't know. He said that we were going to embark on a new crusade. Now, you need to know that that's a highly charged word in that part of the world, crusade. Why? Because there used to be crusades with Christians going down there and, like, slaughtering lots of people. And for 1,000 years, for 1,000 years, they've had a problem with it. They can't forget it, and they can't wait to get back at us for it. 1,000 years! Now, yes, I know what you're saying. Get over it? Well, ain't happening. Let's go over to Chris. Hi, Chris. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. Just wanted to say what a refreshing sight it is, or sound it is, to hear you get back to normal tonight. It's kind of the first regular thing we've had in quite a while, and it was quite appropriate.
Well, Letterman was back tonight. Letterman was doing his thing like last Wednesday or Thursday, wasn't he?
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, we're all at the office still, so to hear you do it during the day and to actually make light of it, but in an appropriate way, it was just great. I mean, I remember the first time we heard you, it was Bobby Dooley related to Ilion doing the pre-dawn raid, and it just had its edges, and this is kind of.
I'm glad you liked
it. That.
Thank you, man. I'm glad you liked it. We're glad we're back. And I want to stay back, too. So let's keep it. I hope it stays chilled for a long time. Phil Hendry Show.